Lancaster when she had left David and the two children in Lancaster that morning. She had been forced to drive carefully, slowly, all the way to Begbie Hall, but she had been happy to take her time and to put off her arrival. She had even made a diversion to Fairhurst on the way to look at the river and to remember Terence. Sarah thought about the talk that she was to give that evening. David had helped compose her half dozen pages of reminiscences and to put them into some semblance of order, but he had been unable to make her explain her motivation in going back to the hall to finally talk to the ghost hunters. "I'll leave you to unpack and freshen up," said Mrs. Reynolds, surprising Sarah that she was still there, standing in the doorway. "Perhaps we can meet for a drink in the old drawing room at 6. Sarah decided not to unpack her bag, but to take out of it anything she might require only as and when it was needed. She didn't want to freshen up either, to put off her arrival. She had not long since stopped at a service station, where she had taken her time over a coffee and had used their toilet. She unearthed her talk from the bag, along with the original edition of her father's first book, The Ghosts of Begbie Hall. Then she opened the zipped pocket on the side of the bag and took out 10 small pebbles that she slipped into her right trouser pocket. Sarah opened the book at the plan of the first floor of the hall and compared the dimensions of the original red room to the one in which she now stood. She had known that it was different the moment